With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Los Angeles, two people found dead in a home owned by actor-director Rob Reiner. Still no official word on the identities of the deceased.
Our detectives will be responding along with our forensic science division and our technical investigation division investigators to conduct a full crime scene investigation and determine the appropriateness of the investigation moving forward.
LAPD Chief of Detectives Alan Hamilton.
At this time, the Los Angeles Police Department is not seeking anyone as a suspect or as a person of interest or in any other manner, and we will not be doing that until we conduct our investigation and we move forward.
Australian authorities say two gunmen opened fire on a crowded beach, 15 people dead, 42 wounded. And in Providence, Rhode Island, police there did have a person of interest, but he has now been released. That follows a shooting at Brown University. Two students are dead, nine more wounded. Hamas confirming the death of a top commander in Gaza one day after Israel had said it killed Raed Saad in a strike outside of Gaza City. Bernie Bennett reports.
The Hamas statement describes Saad as the commander of its military manufacturing unit. Israel has described him as the architect of the October 7th, 2023 attack that sparked the war in Gaza and asserted that he had been, quote, engaged in rebuilding the terrorist organization in violation of the ceasefire that took effect 2 months ago. Israel said it killed Saad after an explosive device detonated and wounded two soldiers in the territory's south. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressing willingness to drop Ukraine's NATO bid in exchange for Western security guarantees. He's been holding weekend talks with U.S. envoys. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, even folklore, and nature as sources of, quote, spiritual nourishment. This is SRN News. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the White House is concerned about the student loan issue.
We have about $1.7 trillion of student debt, and I think that's unconscionable. The rates at universities are so high, and part of what we are hoping to do as part of the president's administration is to start getting these costs down.
McMahon says the administration is considering creative ways to solve the issue.
Secretary Bessent and I really have talked about is how to restructure with more of the private sector involvement for lending to students. This should not be a program that's really on the backs of taxpayers full time.
A leading candidate to be President Trump's choice for Federal Reserve Chair says he would present the president's views to Fed officials for their consideration, but they could reject them if they choose when making decisions concerning interest rates. More details at srnnews.com.